music.
For CJLO News, I'm Cameron McIntyre. Muslim Awareness Week kicked off this Thursday, and there will be a series of events combating Islamophobia across the city. Katie Brady has more.
Citizens have rights and duties. And as Canadian Muslims, we also have duties.
The 6th annual Muslim Awareness Week launched this Thursday at City Hall in Montreal. Commemorating the 6 lives lost and 19 injured, Muslim Awareness Week is a week of solidarity and exchange with a wide variety of activities. Salam Al-Musawi is one of the co-founders. He told CJLO a bit about how the commemorative events promote inclusivity and build community.
Shed some light on Muslims, their contributions, challenges, and concerns in Quebec, and also to offer a space within from these diverse and rich activities, offer some space for dialogue between Muslim Quebecers and their brothers and sisters in humanity. A dialogue with mutual respect, of course.
Al-Musawi says the volunteers behind Muslim Awareness Week are ambitious in their vision for the future of the week-long event. They hope to expand beyond major cities and have events to mark the mosque attack and promote dialogue in more rural areas. Al-Musawi notes that Islamophobia is still on the rise since the 2017 mosque attack. He says these commemorations can bring a sense of belonging and security to many in the Muslim community.
See the governments, the different levels of governments on top of the ordinary citizens getting involved in such initiatives. They feel they belong to these areas. They feel a little bit out of the exclusivity that's being portrayed.
You can view the complete calendar of events ahead of the vigils at McGill and Park Metro on the 29th on the web at ssm-maw.com. For the full interview with Salam Al-Musawi, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify or head to frequencynews.ca and search for Muslim Awareness Week. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Our weekly news roundups are Thursday morning at 9 a.m., and you can find more news on CJLO 1690 AM's SoundCloud and Spotify.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with a deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
You're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. This week we're doing a Leo full moon show. Here's Holocene by Bon Iver.
Christmas night, clutch the light, the hollow bright. Above my brother, I'm entangled spine. We smoked the screen to make you what it was to be. Thank you.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hello everyone and andariki namaskaram. Nenu mi RJ Shruti. Idi glitch kaadu bhaiya, nijangane telugulo maatladutunna. Shruti's Telugu Hour is my show on CJLO. Ilage galagala refreshing ga telugulo maatladta, jokes estha, movies gurinchi, manchi music gurinchi maatladta, addiripoye songs play chestha, madhyalo naaku jarige roju gologalalu anni cheptha and guest interviews ni kuda host chestu untan anamata. I am ever ready to make you happily wind up your weekend, so tune in to Shruti's Telugu Hour every Sunday 7 to 8pm on CJLO 1690am or online at cjlo.com all over the world. Bye!
You're listening to CJLO 1690am.
Le ciel bleu
Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. Before the break, we had Wasted by Tom Berlin, My Love, Mine All Mine by Mitski, and Holocene by Bon Iver. We're doing a Leo full moon playlist. It was the Leo full moon yesterday. I think it's still in Leo right now, and it's going to kind of carry over into the weekend anyway. So I figured it was still appropriate to talk about it. That first batch of songs was kind of talking about addressing confidence and insecurity and ego. And then My Love, Mine, All Mine is the perfect theatric Leo-y moon song. This next song is a David Bowie song, and he is a Leo moon, and he has an Aquarius rising, and we're in Aquarius season, and this moon is across Pluto and Aquarius, so it feels very fitting. This is Oh You Pretty Things.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed, put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. Their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The other's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things.
Don't you know you're driving your trumpets and trumpets insane? You're listening to
CJL.
CJL. 1690 AM.
Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. That was Not a Lot Just Forever. Love Adrienne. I'm taking a songwriting class with her right now, and it's heaven. But that was Adrienne Lenker. And before that, it was Divine Giggling by Pax. Excavator by Fern. And before that, we also had Oh You Pretty Things by David Bowie. Kind of just going through different scenarios with this first Leo full moon opposing Pluto in Aquarius and, excavating things and kind of like leaning into this joy in Aquarius season that's kind of like cold and cutting. But next we have Stranger to Yourself by Loving.
stranger to yourself. Do you wonder if your thoughts belong to someone else? All those times you seem to change, formed opinions or lost your mind in a rage. Was that even really you? Or were you walking in another shoe? Through the questions that you have felt, stirring slowly inside of you, like something that you once knew. Yes, you're waiting, but for who? The other one. So you take the one that lets you have. You're so naive to what you need. You question others, but not what you believe. Are you a stranger to yourself? Do you wonder if your thoughts belong to someone else?
Comme j'ai Hello, this is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
Need some new hip-hop or R&B to add to your library? Tune into Purple Hour every other Friday at 9 a.m. right here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal. My name is Megan Dams and I host Purple Hour, and I started the show because I grew up in Toronto and wanted to bring more of the hip-hop and R&B that I've grown up on to the Montreal scene. So you'll be sure to hear lots of independent Canadian talent as well as bigger name artists from both Canada and all over the world. I make sure every episode to search high and low to find the best beats and the most exciting and talented artists to tell you guys about. So it's always a fantastic show. Once again, tune into Purple Hour every other Friday at 9 a.m. right here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. Before the break, that was So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Caroline Polachek. You're Not Good Enough by Blood Orange. Tu Danses Condessa by 1969 Collective and Safia Nolin. Cracked Open by Field Guide and Stranger to Yourself by Loving had a nice little row of Canadian musicians. And then we moved into kind of more of a dancey kind of part of the playlist because Leo loves to perform and loves to dance and loves to just shine. So we had to include some of that. And we're going to continue some of that vibe with Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Big black sky over my town.
and talk to you or your friends. It's not only you. My heart jumps around when I'm alluded to. This will not do. 'Cause I was raised up to be admired, to be noticed. But when you're withdrawn, it's the closest thing to a soap when all eyes are on you. This will not do.
You've been listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. That was Bravado by Lord and Dancing on My Own by Robin before that. We're doing a Leo full moon episode. We're finally at the end. This last one is called King by Florence and the Machine. These last few songs have been kind of just going through like the confident side of Leo and kind of like being a powerful like sign that's symbolized by a lion, you know, like the king of the jungle. So here's King by Florence and the Machine, and thank you so much for listening.
We argue in the kitchen about whether to have children, about the world ending in the scale of my ambition, and how much is art really worth. Everything you're best at is the thing that hurts the most. But you need your rotten heart, your dazzling pain like diamond rings. You need to go to war to find material to sing. I am a mother, I'm a bride, I'm a king. I need my golden crown of sorrow, my bloody sword to swing, my I am no mother,
Try.